This is the Bridge of the Faithful podcast, featuring your host, Jenna Erlandson.
Hey guys, and welcome to episode 15 of the Bridge of the Faithful podcast. I'm Jenna, and we are all traveling this faithful bridge together. These episodes are just my documentation of the things that God is showing me as I search to understand what faithfulness really means. You can find this and all other podcasts at botfpodcast.com. You can also connect with me on Facebook at facebook.com/botfpodcast. So this is kind of a mini episode. Life has gotten in crazy mode here. We're at the end of summer. We've got school starting with my preschooler, which somehow is surprisingly time consuming. And my husband has started doing an adjuncting class at a college close by. And we've decided to remodel to try to get ready for a party on Monday for the holiday. And things have just been really crazy and tiring and exhausting. So I've got things together, but nothing is really polished and ready to go. But I wanted to take this time, first of all, to still connect with you, but also to kind of give an introduction on what the next three episodes are, because they're kind of rough in a good way. I've been having trouble getting through it just because it's hard subject matter and wanting to do it justice. But I think it's something that a lot of people could use right now, especially seeing what all of my friends are going through and life in general. It's just a good thing to do. So the big theme that we're going to be looking at and a question that we need to answer is it okay to question God? And I think he actually, not only is the answer yes, but he actually wants us to. And just thinking about that, three different biblical stories come to my mind with that theme specifically. Just thinking about it, I probably could research and find more, but those were the three that specifically came to my mind when I thought, is it okay to question God and does he even want us to? And the first one is Moses. Moses is known as this great leader in Israel in bringing them out of Egypt and bringing them into the promised land. But at the beginning, he was a little bit of a whiner. He met God at a burning bush. That's crazy. And God spoke to him and gave him the plans of what he had for Moses as a leader to bring Israel out of Egypt. And the whole time, Moses kept saying, why me? Why me? This doesn't make sense. And even though God was probably annoyed, because I would be, he didn't strike him dead. He gave him a staff to use as a miracle, and he gave him a plan, and he gave him a helper and his brother, and he worked with him to make this work out. Another person I think of is Gideon. Gideon was not a fighter, but God decided that he was going to be the one to lead the army in battle. And Gideon was scared and confused, and instead of reprimanding him for being scared and confused, God gave him a miracle to prove that he was telling the truth. And he even said at one point, if you're scared, go check it out and then come back. He gave him proof. He worked with him with that. He didn't get angry at him for questioning. He just talked with him and worked through it. And then the last group is in the New Testament with the Bereans. And this was a group of new Christians that were listening to what Paul and Silas were preaching about Jesus. And they took what they heard with Paul and Silas and they compared it to what they read in the Old Testament. And they're actually commended for not being directly believing and actually wanting to research and figure out, is this really true? So, long story short, I think it is okay to question God. I think it's a good thing to do, but we can't just question. We also need to look for the answer. It's not fair for us to question God, but never listen to what his answer is. So I honestly don't claim to have answers. I'm not researching for a thesis. I'm not trying to prove a point. Well, I'm trying to prove a point, but I'm not trying to make anyone else believe. This is all for me, what's helped me in understanding this. Especially right now and watching all the hard things that are going in my friend's life and some hard things in ours. We've been in different stages of life where things are harder versus others. And this is just really more me compiling verses and experiences and things like that that have proven, is God faithful in all of this? So we're going to look at Bible stories and we're going to take some examples where I've seen real life experiences either through my direct friends or close connections, nothing big where the stories could be misconstrued or anything like that, but like real life things that I've seen And we're going to look at their responses, and we're going to look at how God responds to those really hard situations. So the first episode is going to be talking about more suffering and trials, specifically when we're in the middle of it, in the valley. Is God still faithful when we're in so much pain, when things have been going on for such a long time, when we don't understand what God's doing with our life, when things are going completely wrong? Is God still faithful when we're doing everything we think is right, or even when we're not? Is God still faithful when we screw up and screw up life? Is God still faithful when the hard things come, like cancer diagnoses and death of family members or financial burdens, anything like that? And then again, I'm going to be looking at my friends' lives and how God has worked through this as well. The second episode is going to be an interview specifically with one person who's kind of been through it all. My friend Amber in 2005 had a double lung transplant in response to her lifelong battle with cystic fibrosis. And then about 2 years ago, she had a miscarriage and around the same time started dealing with the rejection of those lungs and how that's impacted her life with treatments and chemos and tons of time at the hospital. She had some ups where she got to adopt her son, but dealing with life and all of that, and then also watching her friends go through the same thing, and some of them have not survived. So it's just seeing how she responds and how she feels, is God faithful while she's sitting here figuring out what's life going to look like, what's going to become my normal. And the last episode is going to be, is God still good when the answer's no? When you've been praying for that cancer to go away with your mother and she passes away instead. When you've been praying that you can save your marriage, but it still falls apart. When you've been praying that you can have that child, but God says no. Is God still good when things that we want that are good, that we're praying for, desperately want, that aren't bad things, is God still good when he says no to that? So I want you to take the time to think about it for yourself. I don't want you to take my word on it, because this whole thing is personal. What I'm going to find powerful or meaningful in this, the verses or the experiences, you may not relate to. They may not fit what you're looking for. But I want you to listen to what I have to say so that you can apply it to yourself and know where to start, where to look. Because this is an experience that only you can go through, especially because you're going to be the one going through these valleys, through these trials. What's going to comfort you? What is God going to tell you specifically? Because that's more important than anything I have to say. I want you to do it as well. So I want you to know that I'm praying for you on your journey, whatever side you're on right now, whether things are going fabulously or up on the peaks of the mountains, or if things are really rough, you're in that valley, you're stuck, you're in pain, you don't know what God's doing. I just want you to know that he does love you and he's working for you, even though it's hard. And that I'm praying for you. So if you specifically have anything that you want me to pray for, let me know. And if you all can pray for me as I'm trying to compile this stuff and make it prettier, less confusing in my thoughts, and also that whatever God wants me to say to you, then I'm willing and open to his voice in your life. So I want to end again with a verse, and one that's meant a lot to me in the past year. Isaiah 41:10. Don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand.
This has been episode 15 of the Bridge of the Faithful podcast, entitled, Is It Okay to Question God? For show notes, go to botfpodcast.com/episode/15. Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/botfpodcast.